Secondly, they are in public. If you flare up publicly, I told him, he came to tell me himself, it's like, look, your energy has changed towards me. I was like, yes, energy has changed towards you because I could come and pay your rent. I could come and pay your light bill.
You're talking about energy right now.
I'm talking about energy right now, but I'm talking about the example of the fact that of Jesus' example. That's the example. Actually, I'm trying to illustrate and what I'm trying, the point I'm trying to drive to. Mm-hmm. Which is right. I pay this like a fucking light bill. Contributors to this rent sometimes. But you
okay, get, yo, but did you okay, so like it? Okay, question. Like here, right? It's a studio. How much you pay for okay, so on top of like your rent, you pay for water and hydro?
Yeah, my water.
How much is water like average?
My water bill is 900, yeah, water bill. Man. Hmm? My water bill is 900, man.
900? 900 what?
France safer.
900, 900 francs safer?
Yeah.
Your water bill.
Yeah.
900 francs safer is about...
Less than 1,000 francs safer.
Less than 1,000 francs safer. Less so in terms of that's $2 Canadian, so that would be like $1.50 US or $1.60 US. Are you serious?
Yes, bro.
I don't believe it. Okay, so how many times you shower a day? So you don't shower, man. Yo, you pay 1,000 francs par... You pay 1,000 francs par mois.
Because I only, I only use the water. Ah, you know, no, listen now. Excuse me, if above 110 comes in.
Oh, shit. Take a shot.
Nah, you see that? Just I only use the water to shower. I don't drink tap water.
Yo, guys, this is...
Have you noticed? I don't drink tap water.
I've noticed, man. This guy only drink fucking mineral water, man.
Only.
From the fucking, man, from the waterfalls of freaking Ivory Coast, man. San Pedro, man.
Grand yeah, that's Lao, what buy at the supermarket, you know what I mean? Man. Buy a shit at the supermarket.
And on top of it, man, sunny all day, man. Okay, don't, hydro, how much? Hydro Ivory Coast, me. How much hydro bill per month? Like, how much you pay, man?
My hydro bill per month came up to, I think, 14,000.
Man, you see, like, that's the one thing I love
that
about
is,
like,
but it depends. I will tell you the trick.
Tell me, like,
this
yeah.
is this is 13,835. So
okay, what's the period? Is 14, it from like is it from like months, April?
14,000. Well, I'd say 7,000 a month.
2 months? Okay, no, 2 months. Like, repeat it, please. Like, two months meaning from
14,000 from the
okay,
meaning from the 2nd February to the 4th April.
Okay,
that's 2 months.
So this is to all my Canadian, this is all to all my Canadian listeners, okay? When I used to live in Canada, I used to pay, every 2 months, I used to pay about like $150 or like $200 for hydro. Here's my bill from February 4th to April 4th in Ivory Coast, 2 months. The bill is about...
14,000.
14,000 safer, which is about
like $30.
Which is about $30.
So you 30, still have change.
$30 and you still have change. 2 months. Amazing.
It's like $15 a month. But it depends, actually. There's a trick to that. Because my brother pays like 40,000 a month.
I will be paying a lot because I got so much shit plugged in. You know what I mean?
Like, it's not about what you have plugged in.
It's about what?
It's about what you subscribed for. So you subscribe for an amperage, you subscribe for a debit.
Pause, yo, for those who don't know, man, you plugged into, this is Côte d'Ivoire, man.
Yeah.
Podcast, this is Côte d'Ivoire podcast, episode number 2, man. Check us out.
So you have the voltage, so you can have 10 voltage, okay. 20. And before you get in the house, you have to know what voltage is the house being powered by.
We're talking about electricity and hydro bills.
Exactly.
So okay, so you're talking about like voltage. So meaning like, let's say I move into an apartment with a 2-bedroom, okay? So I have a living room, a kitchen, and 2-bedroom. The hydro bill that I'll be paying will be based on the amount of things I have plugged in, meaning the voltage.
Not the voltage.
Okay, what's the voltage?
The voltage is what you subscribe for. That means you subscribe for like 10, in French it's called ampère. Donc il y a 10 ampères, il y a 20 ampères, 30 ampères. So it's according to the activity you're doing. So for example, for a company cannot subscribe for 20 ampères.
It's too small.
Exactly, because they run so many appliances together that it would just like bam, ça va sauter.
Okay, ampère is equivalent to voltage. Like basically, when you move into an apartment or a condo place, and on top of your rent, you basically have to put your name under the hydro bill and under the water bill. So what you do is like when you go to the place to set up your hydro bill, they ask you for how much consumption you're gonna be doing. So basically, if you have a lot of things plugged in, meaning if you got your laptop plugged in, a couple of laptops, your TVs, washer, dryer, fridge, dishwasher, and everything, you'll be taking what they say here, 30 ampere, 40 ampere.
Dishwasher.
40 ampere. For an average person living in like a studio, right, where they just have just basic plugs and everything. How much you paying?
10 ampere.
10 ampere, yeah. So where I'm at right now, I'm at my homie's crib. Basically, he's living in a studio, and his hydro bill is about
$30
$30
2 months.
every 2 months. $30 every 2 months. Man, I ain't working for no tourist agency or nothing, but guys,
Exactly. This
think
is the
about
point.
these prices.
It depends. Like,
Think
this
about
is
these
like.
prices. I mean, you can live, you can go and get, like I said, it comes down to like the consumption that you're doing, but for basic things, meaning like you have a couple of plugs for your fridge, for your fan, you got an AC going, you have comment on appelle ça, like une rallonge.
A socket.
Yeah, like you have a socket, you know what I mean? Like for like a bunch of things to get plugged in, like your telephone and everything, you'll be good to go. You'll be paying like $30 every 2 months, which is ridiculous, you know? And being an expat or like just coming here working bilingual, you can still be making like, don't know, you were making like what, like $1,000 a month? Or like more, like $2,000 a month?
$2,000 a month.
$2,000 a month? See,
Yeah.
me right now, see,
But
are you
tax deductible.
tax deductible? See?
So you find yourself with like $1,000 a month. Because the tax is super high here, man.
The tax is super high here, but like, actually, can you explain to the listeners like how the tax work here? Because me, I kind of find that they hide the taxes in everything, so that you don't notice it as much as you notice it in other countries. You know what I
It
mean?
is actually on your
So I
payslip.
don't
On your
understand, like.
payslip, there's your tax bracket actually that's been, if your company actually follows the right procedures actually,
Yeah,
like
I
the
get a pay
HR
stub
project.
every month.
Exactly. So the payslip actually is supposed to denote how much is your tax, how much is your
Okay.
contribution for your health, how much is your contribution
Oh,
for
I
your
see
good.
that, but
Exactly,
I don't break it down like that. But can
because
you
it.
break it down to the listeners
Okay,
like
so
a time?
you have a payslip, you have a line, so they tell you, all right, cool. This is your allocated salary. So your good salary is non-tax deductible. So you start with an amount that gives you the first line, and then they tell you, all right, cool. You have in French, it's called impôt général de revenu. Impôt général de revenu is like it's like the IRS, you know, like the exactly. So they take like so let's
Ça
say
s'appelle quoi?
so let's
Impôt
say.
régional? Impôt quoi?
Non, ça s'appelle comment dire
IRS, as you say?
non, le comment dire
Impôt contribuable?
oui, exactement.
Anyways, guys,
Contribuable.
sorry guys. We're talking to y'all. It's about fucking 4:45 in the morning, man. We're still
Exactement,
turning
c'est
up,
donc c'est
man.
le contribuable en fait. Donc le contribuable, disons.
So the citizen, like as a citizen, you gotta pay taxes. Like you already know what it is. Like whether you're in Canada or in
Exactement.
America, like the more money you make, like basically based on your tax bracket, you have to pay a certain level of tax.
Exactly.
And that
So,
amount goes towards
the government for
the
now.
government, and that goes for funding for unemployed and like basically everything.
For
For
public
public
officials,
funding.
for exactly.
For
But
public
it's
funding.
actually not the case here because I was paid like 800, 850 or something like that, And
What
then,
kind of car you had first?
I didn't have a car back then when I started working actually. But my tax bracket, I used to pay like 290,000 just for import contribute absolute amount. That was adding, it was just only just one line of tax. That means you have other lines of tax.
Yeah, see this man out here, right? He's younger than me, and he used to be. While he's been working here, he's been making more money than me. This country just works really differently in terms of like, yeah, we're just on a podcast.
Yeah, I know, but we arrived 10 minutes.
Alright, let's start the debate.
Okay.
1-2, 1-2.
Alright. Baba, recording live. Rainy day, rainy night. And then we're just chilling. My name is Z.
Yes, yes, yes. Welcome. Midnight in Abidjan, actually 1:30 a.m. on a Saturday, rainy day.
Then
video's coming soon.
Stay tuned. Right. And then I think we should start another.
I don't say we call this podcast, man. We actually haven't found a name yet, eh?
I think we should call it like.
Anyways, huh? Yeah, it'll come through.
Late night.
Live from Abidjan.
So, what happens is that some guy in America, you know, some guy in America, right? Like he, a baker. I think you heard the story.
Yeah, talking about a baker that basically didn't want to be serving a gay couple
because of his
religion and his beliefs, and people are saying that. Well, what about like my right of what's it called in America?
LGBT.
Yeah, no, not LGBT in terms of freedom of speech or freedom of speech or like my, just yeah.
Yeah. So like, for me.
What's your problem with
it? I don't have a
problem. But he's a religious. He's a religious guy. Like, he basically has a stand. I'm talking
about the other group. Like they need to be, like accepting to be other people's difference. That's when you come to a realization, and then you can live in harmony. Why? Because I think that the guy from the story I heard, because I did not a lot of research, but actually like had the time to go through both sides of the of the argument, and then you can see properly. The guy offered to make the cake, you know, but I think he has something to do with the statue, the personage. Like, you know, instead of a woman and a woman, it was like man and a man, and then he didn't want to draw that. You see that because of his religion.
Mm-hmm.
You see that? But he said he's going to do the cake. All you have to do is just get somebody else to do whatever is on top, because that's my God. You know, people understand that, like, understand they have the right to do, they can do, like, but the same way is, it needs to go both ways, you know? You cannot expect the entire world to just, you know what I'm saying? Like on the spot. But there's still people, and there's still some type of respect that is due. Yes, nothing is perfect. You know what I'm saying? Like nothing is perfect. He's right. But the guy has the right to his religion. You're not gonna go to a Muslim restaurant where a Muslim guy cooks pork and be like, yo, I eat pork, you know? Yeah, it's not the same thing. Now I'm talking about pork, but it's all like forbidden. You know what I'm saying? So I'm pretty sure there's gay grannies around there. Good ideas.
Well, man, they might have to go get go find an LGBT bakery. I know it might sound like crazy, but at the same time, when you think about it, I mean, there's niche for everything, right? So I don't know. They could have found maybe another baker that would accept to make the cake,
or take the cake and then find somebody else to do this.
Yeah, but it's not that simple, man. Because people value their work. You know what I mean? In terms of like, it's like a graphic designer, right? Mm-hmm. Like if you ask a graphic designer, like a graphic designer makes you a piece, like he makes you a visual, mm-hmm. and you don't like some things on it, and then you want him to make the change, but he's like, oh, I don't have time to do it, or I'm too busy, I can't do it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But if you ask him to send le fichier source, like if you tell him to send like the original files, so that another graphic designer can update what he did, 9 times out of 10 they won't do it. Because like, once a graphic designer does something, like he's not gonna send you all the work and then you're just gonna alter it and make it like, once you alter it, it's like you did the entire process. But you didn't do it, because you're just a piece, you're just adding on it to improve it. It's just an analogy, but I'm just like, I feel like some people that make cakes, yeah, don't take it serious like that. But it's nothing if it's just
a thing. But it's on both sides. The guy too should have been like, you know what? You know what I'm saying? Like,
man, yo, man, two thousand long.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
are you getting paid? You getting paid?
Man, that's it.
It's not all about the money, but at the end of the day, like, what are we doing? What are you doing?
Paid, like, fuck it.
Man. And what are you doing? You're working to get paid.
That's it.
You're doing your craft. But then we live in weird times, man. Mm. We live in really weird times, man. You know, like, you know what it is. Like, it's crazy. It's crazy out here. Yeah, rainbow heads, nigga, walking around, like, you know?
Yeah, I'm trying to like the kid.
Yeah, a bunch of bloods. Luckily, guys, there's no blood or Crips out here in Ivory Coast. You know, because Africa isn't all about that shit. There's a bunch of niggas running around, yes, but you ain't gonna see no colors. Man, if you wanna wear purple, go nuts. You wanna wear gold, you wanna walk around all red, man, all redded out like nigga, you straight from Compton. Go wild, my G. Do it, you know? But just know that, like, yeah, you know, there's no gang shit out here. People got different type of worries, man. Like, you know, people worry about fucking popping balls every Saturday. Like, that's, you know, listening to Coupe de Calais. Google that shit, Coupe de Calais, nigga. Arafat, like, all that.
African American need to come back home.
Yeah, find your roots, man. You gotta see what Africa has to offer. They're too stubborn, though. I don't know.
They're too stubborn.
They're looking at it like it's fucking, it's no Black Panther, eh? Don't be fooled, eh? You're watching Black Panther, you're like, oh my god. Nah, nigga. Even in Africa, we be laughing like, nah, y'all play this. Actually, y'all play this, man. But it's all good. We're gonna leave that for another podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. But remember that, y'all play this, man. What?
What to go? That shit was futuristic as a motherfucker. Yeah. I'm like, oh man. What?